This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the constitution is a core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity as the diversity as a new unique feature in the country, the Prime Minister said that the government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said that while he was responding to a special discussion on the glorious journey of the 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister said that the government is committed to implement the Uniform Civil Code, UCC, because of which it reflects the vision of the country's constitution makers. He said that the NDA government is working to bring a secular UCC. Prime Minister Modi proposed 11 resolutions before the parliament aimed at shaping India's future. This includes the development of all the zero tolerance for corruption. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring the unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid growth expansion, the Prime Minister said India is committed to become a developed nation and it will become the third largest economy in the coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian Constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said that this is a matter of pride for the country. He remembered that the contribution made by the framers, saying that the Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world. Mr. Modi said that the government is working with a focus on women-led development and the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam was passed by the parliament last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will address the conference today. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and the implementation of the Common Development Agenda and the blueprint of cohesive action in partnership with the states. Vice President of India, Jagdeep Dhankar, will be on a 1-day tour to Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh from today. During this visit, the Vice President will inaugurate the Geoscience Museum and will preside as the chief guest at the unveiling of the statue of Srimant Jivajrao Sindhya at Jivaji University in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. Sri Lanka President Kumaradesanayake will reach New Delhi today that embarks on the official 3-day visit to India. This is his first bilateral visit to India following Sri Lanka's recently concluded presidential and parliamentary elections. Mr. Dasanayake will conclude his visit on the 17th of December. The visit of the President Dasanayake to India is being seen as the further strengthen the multifaceted and the mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. During the visit, President Dasanayake will meet the President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the key bilateral issues. Mihail Popsoi, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Moldova, will be on an official visit to India from today to Tuesday. The Ministry of External Affairs is a press release. He said that the official's schedule begins today with Popsoi arriving at Indira Gandhi International Airport, Terminal 3 at 5:15 a.m. IST. Later in the evening at 8 p.m. he will meet the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, at Hotel ITC Moria. On tomorrow, Popsoi will participate the wreath-laying ceremony at Rajghat. The visit will conclude on Tuesday with Popsoi's departure from Delhi. In hockey, India stormed into the final of Women's Junior Asia Tournament, beating Japan 3-1 at Muscat in Oman to set up a title clash with China in the Women's Junior Asia Cup hockey tournament today. In cricket, 6 of the continent's top teams, including India and Pakistan, will be in action in the ACC Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup 2024, scheduled to be held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, from today at 22nd of December 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.